We are back with Dr. David Borton. Hi, David.
Hi, Megan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So it looks like you've been to the movies.
I haven't been to the movies yet, but I read the book First Man. There's a movie about it, and I wanted to read the book first.
So what's it about?
It's about Neil Armstrong and going to the moon. First man to the moon.
Oh, cool. So how did he end up being the first man? How did he get in that position?
Oh, you should read the book. I'm not sure about the movie. I'm sure it'll be pretty good too.
Would you say that he had a spiritual experience when he was up there looking down at planet Earth? Because I've heard that people, I thought that there was another astronaut who was writing about how it completely changed their human perspective to be all the way up there on the moon and look back at this little blue marble.
I think it changes all of us if we look back from the moon and see that there's this little ball with this little tiny skim of atmosphere around it that is what supports life here on Earth.
You are back thinking about gravity again. You're not going to ask me about episode one, are you?
Sure, tell me about basketball and the
Oh,
laws of physics.
I could tell you nothing about basketball. And that there was a man named Newton who did some laws of physics. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Newton's laws. They're really quite simple. A body in motion tends to stay in motion, and a body at rest tends to stay at rest. The next one is force equals mass times acceleration. Newton expressed that as an object will accelerate when acted upon by an unbalanced force. And the third one is that for every action or force, there's an equal and opposite reaction or force. And so if you put those together, you get a basketball shot. And I know you shot a basketball. Yeah, well, everybody can shoot a basketball one way or the other. It doesn't matter what your religion is, you understand physics, and all religions agree with Newton's laws. And Newton's laws also apply to moonshots. So that's why this movie and book, First Man, are so interesting.
Cool. So, would you like to quiz me on another sport? Because maybe I'll do better if you ask me about Newton's laws in another sport.
Well, okay. We talked about basketball, and that's getting a basketball through a hoop. Volleyball is getting a ball back over the net, right? When somebody serves a volleyball to a team, then the team has to try to get the ball back over the net and score a point. Tell me about that.
Well, volleyball always kind of hurt my lower arms, but basically what you do is you serve, so that looks like fun. And in my imagination, I'm going to beach volleyball because that seems like fun, not just in a gym. Then the volleyball players, okay, so once the opposite team serves, then it goes over the net, it's on the opposite side, and then they kind of play hot potato with the ball for a minute.
Yeah, well, when the serve comes, it's coming pretty hard and fast. And so the first person who receives the serves tries to get it under control. Okay, once it's a little bit under control, the second person tries to set it up for the third person. And what does the third person do on that team on that side of the net?
Whams it back.
Whams it back, tries to score a point, right? Okay, so what do you think that has to do with a rocket going to the moon?
The acceleration of force into space.
Right. In order to accelerate something, you got to put a force on it. And so here's Neil Armstrong and a couple other people sitting in a little capsule on top of a rocket with how many stages?
Are the rockets, it's a three-stage process for the takeoff of the rocket?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and the first stage is this huge Saturn IV, or is it five? Anyway, Saturn rocket, and it really blasts to get all this stuff going up towards space for 6 minutes.
Okay.
And then
so the rocket's just sitting there firing up for 6 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
And then.
I'm picturing all these TV images from Cape Canaveral, you know.
Exactly. And then the second stage, the first stage drops off and the second stage lights.
Okay.
And the second stage is a much smaller rocket that's been lifted up by the first stage, and that goes for 3 minutes.
Okay, so back up though, this is a rocket within the rocket.
It's a rocket on top of a rocket on top of a rocket.
So the rocket that Neil Armstrong went to the moon on was a rocket on top of a rocket on top of a rocket.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever thought about that. I mean, I've watched different space missions and I don't think I paid attention. Yeah, but it's pretty obvious, right? So the bottom rocket never takes off. And so the only function...
Wait a minute. It takes off. It leaves the pad and goes up.
Okay.
Pushing the two rockets in front of it. And the capsule is in front of that.
Okay. And they remain together on the journey?
They remain together for the first 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then
the first stage detaches.
And the second stage lights off and pushes what remains going. And then when
Rocket 2 and 3.
Yeah. And then when Rocket 2 is finished after 3 minutes, it separates and drops off. And Rocket 3 then lights off, and it lights off with enough force to get the rocket and the space capsule into orbit around the Earth.
Okay, so when the first rocket drops off, what happens to it?
It falls into the ocean.
Oh, really? Okay, if I could just press pause and ask about the environmental impact of that.
Let's continue with the getting to the moon.
One of those missions of humanity where you just don't think about the environmental impact of that?
Well, it's probably not as bad as the number of people in Troy going about their daily lives. In other words, we all have environmental impact. And yes, there is an environmental impact of this rocket. And yes, it's significant. But then the people that live in the Capital District, we have a huge environmental impact also.
Okay. So sorry for the digression from gravity, though, because you want to get back to the rocket and the moon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Okay, so what's...
Stick with the original topic. What the heck? Yeah.
So when these guys are in orbit around the Earth, what do they feel in the way of gravity? Well, there is gravity, but they don't feel it because they are falling toward Earth, and the whole capsule is falling toward Earth at the same rate as the capsule. So there's no relative motion between them and the capsule, so that they are essentially what we call zero gravity. I mean, they're definitely in the gravity of the Earth, but because they're in something that's orbiting the Earth, they don't feel any gravity.
Okay.
With respect to what's around them.
And you're talking about that in terms of when the rocket re-entered after the Apollo mission.
Well, we haven't even gotten to the moon yet. We've left the launch pad, and we're now in orbit around the Earth.
Okay, but why do you say that they're falling towards Earth? That's what I don't get.
Oh, when you shoot a basketball shot, okay, and it's going toward the basket, what is it also doing?
Well, falling.
Falling toward the Earth.
Right.
Okay, so...
Right, so as soon as you're sending anything out into space being pushed, you know, there's also a falling. But, I mean, I guess I'm thinking of it from my fixed human position, gravity-bound on Earth, that I see that rocket launch from Cape Canaveral, and I think that it's just being shot with force ever, ever higher, which it is.
Until it burns out. The first stage burns out, the second stage burns out, the third stage shut down.
Oh, so then you're talking about when Rocket 1 falls away into the ocean.
And I'm talking about when you're in the capsule.
Uh-huh.
And you had Rocket 1 push you, and Rocket 2 pushes you even faster, and Rocket 3 pushes you even faster. You're now going so fast that you're like the moon. You're just going around and around the Earth.
Okay.
The moon's going around and around the Earth, right?
Right.
And this space capsule is going around and around the Earth.
Right.
Okay, and it's just sitting there, and you're just sitting there. You're going something like 18,000 miles an hour.
Okay.
But compared to the rocket, it's like sitting in this room with a room going around you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no gravity. Because you're falling at the same velocity as you go around and around the Earth. So you're weightless. Would you like to be weightless?
Well, would you feel like a bird? Would you feel like you're flying?
There'd
be a lack of control there. When you're flying, I imagine, when you're that sparrow flying through the sky, there's control. But weightlessness is weird.
Okay, now maybe you've been on a roller coaster.
Yes.
And the roller coaster goes over a hill and you can feel weightless for a while. And then all of a sudden you get more weight.
The drop, right.
Yeah. That's sort of a weightless feeling, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what these guys are experiencing. Now, think about it. 6 minutes in the first rocket, 3 minutes in the second, 3 minutes. That's a total of 12 minutes.
Okay.
So out of the hours and hours to get into orbit and go around orbit, only 3 minutes of that have they felt a force between them and the capsule.
Wow.
The rest of the time they've been in zero gravity or weightless.